Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see you gathered here this morning. Once again, it's a day to remind ourselves of God's promises personally to us. One hiccup with spirituality and sometimes with religion is how could a God who created me really personally care for me? There are 7 billion people in the world today. How could God care for me personally? We're going to be reminded of that today in our worship service as God personally put himself out there for one person, Abraham. And it's a reminder to each one of us that he puts himself out there for us, for you. You are his prized possession. You are his sheep. He loves you very dearly. We do have some announcements to share before we begin our worship service here this morning. The first is that I want to just give a thank you for everyone who helped out with Blackberry Jam this last week, Thursday evening. I shared with the Bible study here this morning that we really had a great response. We raised just short of $1,000 that evening, and it all went to Philomath Community Services. And I don't know if you saw the barrel that was here, but it was completely packed full of food and canned good items. So it was absolutely fantastic. And another thank you to Merv Munster for baking all those pies here at Peace. That was fantastic. And then also a thank you for Jan Lane for writing the application for the Thrivent Action Card. A lot of people ask, how does the church pay for all these events? Know that out of our church budget, we have not paid 1 cent for any of these events that we do. Thrivent has covered much of the expenses, pretty much all the expenses for the summer events that we do, and that's fantastic that that happens. Other announcements to share today is that just to note that we do have one more concert opportunity. Bryson is going to bring two other people for a kind of a band. Do you have a title for your band? Or you just grab people and say, hey, come. The Scar Experience. All right, The Scar Experience. That's going to be Thursday, August 22nd, 7 o'clock out on the patio. So put that on your calendar. We want to be there and enjoy time with one another. And
connect with Bryson as well.
My microphone's going in and out here. Also, the other thing that I would just remind you of, it's probably in our announcements, is that August 25th, we're going to have church in the park. And so we won't have church here at Peace, but we're going to be gathering down in the city park. That's on 23rd and Applegate, just south of there into the city park. That worship service starts at 10:30 a.m. If you want to come early for donuts and coffee, come 9:45, 10 o'clock. There is no fellowship or chicken lunch that we normally have. The park got booked this year. So we're having it on the front end, coffee and donuts, at about 10 o'clock. So you're welcome to come on August 25th down to the city park. And then a final announcement. This is on behalf of Mal Miner. If you look out on our property on the east side,
you'll see flags.
West, of course. On the west side, you'll see pink flags and stakes. That is out there for a very important purpose. The surveyors have come to measure and measure the parking lot that will be coming in and put in the month of September. So just a reminder for those with children, if you're curious, don't touch the stakes. Leave them right where they are. They're there for an important reason. Other announcements to share this morning. We got Lindy Young.
Good morning. Love music, and some of it is kind of like church music too, there's going to be a concert next Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, at the United Methodist Church in Corvallis. That's Monroe and 11th. It's the OSU Summer Choir, which gives the conducting students a chance to practice their conducting. But the music is fantastic. It's Fauré's Requiem and a number of other pieces as well. If you love good music and you'd like an afternoon of music, please come. Thank you.
Callie's got some exciting things to share.
So this Tuesday is the ladies' only movie night. We're watching Mamma Mia here in the Fellowship Hall. And it's kind of a potluck, so we're trying to do Greek-themed, or what you think should be Greek for the evening, food. And bring a comfy chair and your love of musicals. And then... This coming Thursday, the 15th, we're having a church family hike. So we're going to meet here in the parking lot at 6:30 in the morning, so that we can beat the crowds to the parking lot at Silver Falls. And then we're going to do, right now we're planning on doing the medium loop rather than the full 10 falls. We'll just do the medium loop. And then afterwards have a picnic. So we'll get some hoagie sandwiches from Winco, and then everybody can bring a little something to share for sides and that kind of thing, and then we'll be back. Thanks.
Cool. So it's this Thursday. And yeah, go ahead, Oscar. Yep. Mm-hmm.
George Abel wasn't able to be here today. And anyway, he offered me some tickets to the Knights baseball game at 3 o'clock today. They're free. There's five of them, and hopefully I could give them away. So see me afterwards. Obviously tonight's service would have been too late for him to make that announcement. So they're free, general admission, and tonight's game at 3 o'clock.
Great. 3 o'clock.